Chad Jackson is with us. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What about yourself?
We're doing okay. We're always curious about the nervousness guys must feel this time of year. I mean, if you're not Tom Brady or Randy Moss, I mean, I'm sure you're sitting there saying, you know, do I have a job? Do I not have a job? How are things going for you emotionally right now?
I'm on the edge of my seat right now. You know, just waiting it out to see what happens, and, you know, hopefully everything goes as planned.
So you're not convinced you made the team?
I mean, you never know. You know, you hear in the media, and you hear what your agents say and what the coaches say, and just go out there the last game. What the coach told me yesterday, just go out there and, you know, just play hard. You know, everything can happen.
What do the coaches and agents say to you?
I say, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know how many receivers are going to carry during the season, you know, how many players are going to carry during at each position during the year. So, you know, just go out there and just make plays and see what happens.
What happened on the play where you fell down last night?
I think my feet just got tangled up a little bit, and you know, I was trying to get off the ball a little bit. He was holding me a little bit, but I think, you know, just my feet just got tangled up a little bit. So. But, you know, I made up for it later on.
I was going to say, you had to be happy you had a chance to make up for it.
Yeah, you know, you see it all the time in the games. You know, you see players, they have the downfall at the beginning of the games, and later on, you know, they make up for it later on.
Got to say that play, that corner route in the end zone is something you're familiar with or the team likes with you. You had a touchdown the week before, and they threw two last night, one of which went for another score. You got to feel it. I don't know, does that play into your skill set?
Yeah, I'm a playmaker. I can go up and I could jump like Randy Moss, I think so. So I was just.
You tell him that?
Yeah, I tell him that. He said he won't have to go out there and jump, do a vertical and see who's the best man at it. But you know, I'm a playmaker guy. I like to go out there and make plays, and I'm a tall receiver, so I can go up there and get the ball when the ball comes to me.
How different is the preseason? We were just talking to Logan Mankins about this, and he admitted it's kind of hard to get cranked up about a preseason game. It sort of feels like a scrimmage game at times, but when you're trying to make a football team and trying to show what you can do, you got to get a little cranked up whether the emotion is there or not.
Yeah, you know, you start beginning the training camp, and you know, you've been hitting on the same guys for a few weeks, and you're doing the same thing every day, and you know, you can't wait to that first preseason game, but, you know, it's not a lot of fans there. Well, of course, in New England, it's going to be a lot of fans at every game. So it's just the fans, and, you know, the competition is out there. But, you know, just because it's preseason don't mean you have to go out there and not compete. But I think that's what some guys take into consideration, that it's just preseason. They don't want to get hurt, and they're just waiting it out, holding it out for the regular season.
How do you feel about where you're at this point in your career?
I feel like I'm pretty good. I'm kind of starting over a little bit. Since my rookie year, so I got a long way to go. I got a lot of years ahead of me to play, as long as I keep, you know, staying healthy and doing what I need to do to get out there on the field. So once I continue to do that, everything can come along.
Did you ever think, I mean, a lot of people thought you'd be a first-round pick. You were drafted high in the second round. Patriots trade up in the second round to get you. You'd ever think that you'd be going into your third camp wondering if you'd make the team?
I never thought. You see that all the time. You see first-round guys and second-round guys, you know, in the past. They're making big money, and now they're not even in the league anymore. You know, I don't want to be that type of guy. I want to continue playing and go out there and play for a good team, whether it's here or wherever. So I'm just happy to be out there on the field.
Has there been a certain level of frustration because of physical issues, not being able to do the things you need to do week in and week out?
Very, very frustrated. You know, I've never been hurt since I got in the NFL. In college, I've never got hurt. I probably had a hamstring or whatever, something like that, but I've never been hurt as much as I has in the NFL, so it's a learning experience for me, and I just take it in stride.
Has it taught you the importance of off-season work and what you do in the off-season, getting you ready for the start of a season?
Yeah, very a lot, because, you know, from a college workout, off-season is totally different from an NFL off-season. You got a lot of time on your hands in the NFL off-season, and, you know, that's what you have to learn. You got to make sure you stand in shape and, you know, take a week off after the end of the season, take a few weeks off, you know, see your family and stuff. But, you know, after that time comes along, you have to get back to work.
Mentally, do you feel that you're comfortable with your role in this offense, with your role as a pro, with your knowledge of this offense? Is that a hard thing to get your hands around?
It was the first year, but right now I feel very comfortable with the offense. Even though they switched me around at different positions, you know, in this offense, you can't just learn one position. You have to learn what the whole play call is, because one play call can mean the whole, what every guy was running on that play. So once you hear that word or that play call, then you pretty much know what everybody's doing.
Well, Chad, this is something people have mentioned, and I find it fascinating that really at the end of the day, there is no set route called for any play. Yeah, you come out of the huddle with a play that you're supposed to run a certain way, but when you get to the line, if you see coverage in a different area, mm-hmm. you've got to adjust your route mm-hmm. and be on the same page mentally with Tom Brady mm-hmm. and see exactly what he sees. So it doesn't matter what it's coming out of the huddle. Yep. If you're getting an inside leverage by a corner, you got to adjust that to an outside route, just for an example. And has that been challenging for you?
Not really. You know, that's what happened last night when O'Connell, he got to the line of scrimmage. He saw a different coverage, and he changed the route. He changed the play. You know, I ran the fade ball, caught a touchdown. But, you know, it's always like that. You know, that's why you end up watching film, and you got to know what they're running on third down. This is what they usually run on first or second down. So you'll know if you got a play call coming out the holder, then you know they're going to run this. So, you know, you're going to change the call.
Make sure you talk into that thing now so we can hear you. No, that's okay. Believe me, we've had guys in the who was it? We had any? Oh, Richard. Richard Seymour in here one time. He was like this over here somewhere. You know, it's like, no, Richard, the microphone. They can't hear you at home. Is speed, do you think, still your biggest asset? Is that the big thing you think you bring to the table here?
I think so. I think I'm a fast guy. After my surgery, I still think I'm a fast guy. I am a fast guy. But Moss, he seems to think I'm not. he seems to think that I'm the second guy in the second fastest guy in the receiving corps. So I think when the end of the season's over, we're gonna have to line up and see who's the fastest.
Now, the Red Sox, I know they actually told two guys on the team, Jacoby Ellsbury and Clay Buchholz, they said you're not allowed to race because mm-hmm. they don't want guys out there blowing something up and getting something hurt. Now, would you be told, no, Chad, you can't race, you can't do that? Think they do that to you here?
I don't think so. I don't think they would. But I mean, you know, if the Red Sox are listening, if y'all need somebody to steal some bases or something, you know, I'm happy to be out there.
Well, Chad, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Thank you. It's great
problem.
To visit with you.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll change from offense to defense.
And good
even
luck,
as
Chad.
We sit here right
thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jarvis, nice to see you. Jarvis Green joining us on a Patriots Friday as well. Chad's showing Jarvis the Tecmo Bowl is back. All of a sudden, these guys who haven't been in our studio that much realize that Tecmo Bowl is down here. Were you a big Tecmo Bowl guy, too?
Yeah. That was the best.
You liked it?
Oh, yes, I loved it.
I think I read a quote from you today in the paper where you were saying...
here, I'll turn it on for you. There we go.
I don't know if yours is working anyway. You can take them off if you want. I think I read a quote from you today where you were saying you're a guy who needs snaps in the preseason. You need the opportunity to get out there and play some in the preseason. Did I read that accurately?
Yes, very accurate. In college, I mean, I was always the guy that needed the snaps, needed the reps. I know times when I remember coming up and guys kind of get their breaks, you know, coach give them a bone. I was always like, coach, I need to get the extra snaps, get the rust off. And also for me coming back through mid-preseason from off-season injury, that was very important for me to do.
How do you feel at this stage of the preseason?
I feel great, man. Got a lot of more work to do, get better. But right now I'm feeling good, getting ready for KC. Shoulder feels great. Body feels great.
How does the team feel about some of the performances out there?
I would hope, you know, we're not satisfied with the way preseason went. I mean, we went 0-4. Not much to look forward to from the preseason. But at the same time, preseason is preparation for the season. And it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be great. But we got to go out there and get better every day we get on the field. And this week, I mean, we got KC coming up. We got a lot of days of work in front of us. So these are going to be the important days for us to get back in tune with our playing football.
I guess the hope is that all of a sudden you can play different football come a week from Sunday. It better be that way because I'm sure nobody's happy with how the defense has performed preseason so far.
No, individually, not at all. And I know other teams like KC, they're getting ready for us. And, you know, hey, a lot of the teams had, you know, bad preseason, but you know, for us, we got to go out there and get better. I mean, right now, we don't have anybody waiting for us. We know KC coming in this Sunday, and we better be ready.
Do you feel you all can flip the switch, just given your experience and how many times you've done it before? Is everyone confident that was just a preseason thing, and it is going to be totally different in September?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I mean, for us switching flipping the switch, I mean, that's why we practice every day. That's why we go out there to perform, to get better every single day. And all the guys in the locker room, I know we got a lot of work to do. I mean, the way we felt, I mean, it was disappointing preseason. To me, it was an embarrassment to myself. going out there and it will be played, you know. And I know I came back the last two games, but, I mean, it's a team. It's a team sport. We got to play together if we want to go out there and do something positive.
You play at a position that most people consider to be one of real strength on this team. The depth on the defensive line is something that most teams in the NFL don't get to look at.
Yeah, I mean, that's the defensive line. You know, it starts up front, but we got to go out there and perform each and every day. And the guys in that room, you know, we count on each other as a team, and we're pretty much close in age, and we have a tight bond, but we know we got to go out there, and it starts from the first day of practice to go and get better.
You got to get out of here, I'm told. Okay. You've got meetings to go to.
The meetings at 2:30.
I don't know. They're telling me, are we okay for a second? Oh, no, 2. 2 o'clock, they're telling me.
Oh, they changed it?
See ya.
Good luck.
See you, Jarvis. No, you got time. You're okay.
See you, Jarvis.
See you, Jarvis. We got to get him out of here.